Hallelujah. Hello, we appreciate our worship team. Quick song of the explore. Follow up. Page 5. I think it's number 3. Okay, pick one number 4 first. The wedding ceremony of Enoch and Patience will be on the 30th. There is little adjustment of the time. It will be at 1 p.m. At 1 p.m., please take note. Right? Of the Lord. Go out now, you see, strengthen it, it is at one. Amen. And then we have number 3, it talks about the church computer. Today, our church computer is working. No. Hallelujah, say amen.
Amen.
But we have taken it for repair, and they advise us we have to change it. It's an old computer, it has been here more than 10 years. So I'm definitely updated. Sometimes it just shuts down. And last week, I must apologize to them. They were not using the church computer. They were using MacBook. And so that transition, there was that delay there. And the feedback that I'm having from the media team, that computer may cost about 6 to 8. Right, Bupe? Is that true? Tell them it's true. It's true. All right. And we believe we can raise that amount of money. In the past, we've been asking for a new computer, but we have not been able to purchase it because there was no fund. But this time around, and even if it's a second-hand new, we are talking about, right? Or we are able to get a new one. Whatever it is, we need to take that 6 and 8, right? And I'm trusting there are people here that can afford to raise that amount of money. Amen? Alright, we are not coercing anybody, but if you are convicted, you can talk to me. I'm also contributing to that, alright, by faith. Alright, if just maybe 10 people will say, I'll give 1,000, amen, don't remind me that you are a student, alright? Okay, hallelujah, you are blessed and rich in every way. Say amen. Alright, amen. All right, you can give 1,000. This is the first time I'm even talking about this. I don't talk about money, asking you. I allow you to be convicted by the Holy Spirit, to offer it joyfully. Amen? But also, we don't want to shy away from encouraging you to participate in the blessing. Some of you want to say you want to sow whatever it is under your conviction that is up to you. All that we are saying, there is a need in the church, and we are believing God will raise some of you to provide. So talk to me after church service. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What else? We will not be complaining with the media team if it shuts down. Hallelujah. Is there anything I have forgotten here? There is. The MC will take it over. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we go to an attendee. Amen. Amen on that black one. What is the thing that we have been talking on your bulletin? Beware, the least thing could be the main thing. And today I'm giving it a subtag, beware of the sly fox. From last month, the 26th, when we began on this soft topic under that main topic of what we have been gleaning, keeping alive the evidences of resurrection in your life. From there we branched, no evidences, no excuse is excusable. And then we are on this, and we have been on it for, this is the 3rd week, and most likely, hopefully, we will put a comma to read for now. Somebody say amen. But it's so important in your life to dwell on this message. Beware. The listing could be the main thing. It's a message, if you remember, I said, it's a message of deliverance. Deliverance from killers of your destiny. Deliverance from stealers and destroyers of your destiny. Amen. So I'm talking, bringing the word that will help you navigate this life or stand from against or resist those destroyers or destroy them or throw them out of your life. So very important, deliverance from, especially when you do not despise the days of little things in your life. We are in the times of I want to be normal. We cannot, we don't have the courage to stand the days of little things in our lives. Small, humble steps, being able to stand. So we are talking about deliverance from the obsession to be on the spotlight overnight. To be known or to be recognized, to be endorsed, to receive praise. This is the problem we are having today in this generation. We can't stand the season, the moment, the minutes of small beginnings. What testimony about God, he always starts from, he's so obsessed to say, to start with the small things. He's so much a big God, bigger than you can ever think or imagine. But we are living in a generation, it's just a click away. It's all about AI, ChatGPT, whatever that you call it, Snap. You want it to be done quickly, you want to be known. You want to be spotted, you want to be endorsed. That's what we're talking about. The rush to be that can destroy and distract you from your destiny. Another point is deliverance from ignoring little foxes in your spiritual life. It doesn't matter, compromise here, compromise there. It's all working out, don't you see? We don't have to be that. I don't have to be going to the church or to the Bible study in order to achieve certain things. Now, on these two, this verse, we have two main scriptures. Next slide. But before then, this is the summary. Look at that and it will speak back to you. The least thing could be the main thing. If there is anything you miss, don't miss this picture. Look at it, it will speak back to you. Both what it is said in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10, don't despise the day of little things. You see that bucket there, that container there? With one drop of water, daily, continuously, it will get to a time it will be filled, but it will take time. Amen? One little step, one humble step. While the Song of Solomon is telling you a different story, if you do not take care of that leakage, one drop at a time, continuously, will empty the water in that bucket. Are we together? This is the summary of the whole discourse here. And we have two scriptures. Let me go to that scripture. Next slide. That we have read. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Despise what? These small beginnings. Especially where you have been on high ground before, on the profound places, Zechariah and Zerubbabel, they all knew what the temple was like. And after the enemies came and destroyed and took them into exile and coming back to start with one rock compared to what it was, it's not easy. But said to us, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. One step, God is happy with that step. to see the plumb line. I'm telling you, that plumb line, you ask construction workers or engineers, architects, it's very important for us, parallel to it in the Word of God, is the capstone. Jesus, the Word of God, should be your yardstick of doing anything. It says in NIV, who dares despise the day of small things? Lord, you're talking about perfection. Throughout the earth, God is watching. That small beginning in that secret place that you have started, God is happy with it. God is pleased. And when God is pleased with any man, And then we go to Songs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. We will not read 14. It's just a dialogue, okay? It can be between lovers, but this is also understood between God, the lover of your soul, and you yourself. Verse 15. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly, crafty, cunning, with full of the little foxes that hinder our relationship. Relationship that hinders, that tends to destroy our relation. For they raid our budding vineyard. It's just budding. It has 1 year fruit. We know everything about life, especially in the Christendom, is about bearing fruit. Now you make all the efforts and it starts blossoming and it's budding, and then the foxes came, so there will be no fruit. So that's why he's talking about the hinder of life. Vineyard of love to ruin what I have planted, what you have worked with your lover, with God. God has walked with you through access when you came into this life. To this moment, the enemy is not happy. Will you catch them and remove them from me? We will do it together. God will do it together. A quick reminder, let's go to the next slide of how far we have been. If you have not been around, let me just give you that. Alright, this is where we came from. Fact, truth about small things. The reality of physical things that are big things. Big cities, small cities. Big mountains, small molehills. Isn't it? Alright? And as well, spiritual reality. When you look at how God started with man, the dust, and to become the epitome of his creation, Israel, today, the smallest nation, but everything is turned, the whole world is centered around that place. All the geopolitical differences is about that land. And that is also you, because we are grafted into that vine. Once you are a believer in Christ Jesus. As the world is against physically of the international scene, whatever language or politics that we want to use, we know the truth of the Word of God. Ezekiel 36, 37, 38, that man will tell you. Go to the eschatological teachings, the Revelation. You will know what I'm talking about. Then the second point is, small things or small beginnings potentially can become become big good thing. It can be a bad thing and it can become bad big thing. Amen? So understand that. It's all about small things but different parts. Then we talked about small beginnings are what? Tough, painful, shameful, discouraging, irritating. But if you keep on going to fill that bucket with one drop of water daily, it's not an easy thing. Now, since we have talked about the issue of beginning with small things, do not despise small beginnings. Today we shall be focusing on the next slide. Oh, we talked about reasons. You remember last time we talked about reasons before then? Reasons why you should not despise small beginnings. Number one, God is Alpha and what? Omega. The beginning and the end. It is from the beginning he determines everything. There is nothing that starts without God. The end of everything is Alpha and omega of everything. So better when you start anything in your life, begin with God. That is why he rejoices when you begin, because he is at the beginning. Believe in me, if you do not begin with God, God will not be the omega of your project or whatever that you are doing. And you know what that means. Two, God's great plans are both in the great and small things. Hallelujah. Whether it is five talent or one talent or two, it requires what? Diligence. His great plans cannot be restricted to small things. It is at his own prerogative to make it big or small. Number three, big or small, God's joy and blessings on it and should be our driving. If you love God, you want to do what pleases him. And this is what pleases God, and you do not despise the day of what? Small beginnings in your life. And the last one talks about the small things in that day, or small thing is the mustard seed. Just like that drop water. You continue, it will build up from one, some little milliliters or whatever mills to volumes. So when you begin to pick that one block of a thing, it's a mustard seed. That's your faith. And God is pleased. While refusing to do that little thing, in other words, you don't want God to be at the beginning of that project, of that assignment, of that purpose, whatever it is. And he will never be the one ever. Even though at the end of it, everything comes to his terrible judgment day. So from here, let us move to the next point. We have dealt with Zechariah. Let's go to the second point now. Alright? The least thing could be the main thing in the days of small things. Now it is about allowing the bad things, just like that drop of water coming out of that bucket. If you don't take care, drop by drop, drop by drop, it will take a long time, but it will be emptied. So it says in that Solomon here we have read, that's our focus. How beautiful your eyes of worship and loving, you must catch the troubling foxes. You know about foxes. The troubling foxes, they dart around, they move so fast. This is not talking about elephant or lion. It's talking about what? Little foxes. Those small, small things. Those small, small things that you want to ignore and despise, it doesn't matter. They are troubling. They want to ruin your relationship with your God. And also in the physical reality, they will ruin your relationship with other people. That's the truth about it. It says what? Next slide. You must. Let me ask a question. Next slide. Next slide. Do you have little foxes in your life? Or in other words, how many people don't have little foxes in their lives? Think about it. Do you have foxes in your life? Read that question and think about it. Do you have foxes in your life? Because life consists of many facets. So likewise, different foxes in different facets of life. But they are all called foxes. Do you have little foxes in your life? It's a question the Holy Spirit is asking you. And it's important that you address the question up front so that you can be helped today. That's why we talk about, if you say you don't have foxes, well, the physicians is not coming for healthy people. It's coming for the sick. So if you don't have foxes, somebody say amen. If you don't have foxes in your life, is there an amen in the house of God? Don't be that humble. Maybe we can celebrate you today. Well, how many have you caught so far? How many are still there wondering? How many have to testify? You should be able to testify. There are caught some foxes in my life, but there are still that are probably darting around my relationship my studies, my future. Am I talking to somebody? Amen? You must listen to this message. It says what? You catch the troubling foxes, but if you don't have them, what are you going to catch? If you don't acknowledge, it starts from realization. Look, the prodigal son was out until he realized where he was. There was not any movement. If you remember, I will preach on that again in 5 hours about the prodigal son. First thing is realization, acknowledge that this is who I am. You don't have to wait people to point a finger to you. You should know who you are. Are you a Christian or you are a child of God? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not talking to somebody here. Because there are many Christians in the lake of hellfire. But I tell you, no child of God. Amen. You must catch troubling foxes, those sly, cunning little foxes that hinder our relationship. For they raid our what? Garden vineyard of love to ruin what I have planted outside or within you. That's talking something deep down in your heart. It's talking about, have you kept the word of God in your heart so that it will guide your heart from the issues of life? Some of you have the word of God, but your ears, your hands, your eyes are receiving things by deliberate decision. The Bible repeats to stay alert, watchful, and spiritually vigilant, warning against them. That's why it says, but be on your get and shopping. It's not happening in one day. That bucket will not empty one day. It's just a little bit here, a little bit there. And before you know it, it's a big thing. Can you imagine we are in what? May. It all started from day one, the first hour of 2026. And look at where we are today. Everything about God, it says step by step. That's how we should respect Him. Let's continue in that. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise. Which day? Which day? Which day? The day you hear the trumpet blowing, you are deceiving yourself. If you think that's the day. Supposing now you die, so this scripture is going to fulfill in your life. It's a lie. It's talking about today, this hour. And the word of God tells us, except you watch and pray, I will come, and in an hour you least expect. And that's God speaking. You can't beat Him around. He said He will come on the day you least expect. So are you being watchful? To take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap. Well, it says suddenly, for it is going to come upon everyone, everywhere at once. So whatever you do, don't fall asleep. If you are driving, you fall asleep at the wheel, you are in trouble. I will never forget the day the Lord delivered the whole of my family on my way to Jeremiah. I was driving at a light speed in a good range, clear space, and for a second I went off. For a big second I went up, and God sent a car from behind, because the next place is a ditch, and I had shouted, Dad, Dad, and that car came and hit me, and then we stopped. Suddenly, if you are not, you know, it says driving while sleeping. So from that day, even if I have the slightest sign of sleeping, I wait. You know, pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that is coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man. So this one, future, but for now, we have 2 points to cover quickly. Let's go, Bupe. 2 points to cover if we can. I promise you, whether I finish it or not, wherever I stop here, put in a comma, as I've said from the beginning. Are you happy? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You don't want extra time. That is the meaning of saying amen. Yeah. Beware of the little sly foxes in your personal. The most important thing is your personal relationship with God. Do not allow any sly fox to come between you and your God. Whatsoever. That is a red line, no-go area. Say amen.
Amen.
And the second one, of course, if you know God, you love God, you know how to deal with your fellow human being. Amen. So I can spend the whole time on number one, because once you are fixed in that relationship with God, the other ones automatically will flow. Amen. There is no way you love the Lord your God with all your heart and you not love your neighbor. Amen. So that's Lack of vision of God causes people to take action into their hands instead of waiting on the Lord. If you, you see, I'm telling you, it's not just go trance or something. By the way, my mother had a trance at 97. Today, she's 97 years. She lost her daughter at 87, the one that I went home. And then we took her to her second sister, and she was there. And one day I was called by her, but last Sunday, I was in the office preparing for sermon. And then there was that call. And how I felt, my heart jumped. Oh, what is the problem now? Instead of saying, no, it's a good call. Well, we are human beings, all right? I'm not an angel. But I said, oh, Jesus, what is now? Again. And she said, well, I want you to talk to your mother. Encourage her, inspire her, because I'm so close to my mother. They call her by my name. So they told me what happened, that she was just sitting by the tree side, not in sleep, not dreaming. An angel of the Lord appeared to her, and he told her two words, do not, but he was do not worry. And he left. That's all. But instead of getting that message in her, the devil will never allow you to enjoy. She began to get worried and scared. So I was called to talk with her. We talked and we prayed. Vision. Go by the word. Go by the word. Okay? It says, lack of vision of God causes people to take action into their hands instead of waiting on the Lord. Trusting the Lord with all your life, even in the midst of fiery storm. You wait upon the Lord. If you know God, if you know him, that's how you know, you have knowledge of God, understanding and wisdom. When he tells you wait, you will wait. And even to the point you die while waiting. Amen? Amen. You have testimonies in the word of God. When you have vision of God, you have reverential fear. When you see you're coming to church on Sunday, you respect. Because he's here waiting for you. Hallelujah. Amen. What do we have? Next slide. Number two. So the first one, put that one first. I'm going to run this through. These are general forces in our lives. Okay, amen? Time will not allow me to be picking on that, but you can take a screenshot and go and digest it and talk about it with your friend. Little forces that causes spiritual linkages. Amen? They don't come big. Again, that drop of water leaking out. It's a whole bucket. It takes time. Drop by drop. Drop by drop. Alright, amen. The Lord will speak to you in some of these things. The little foxes, alright, of little compromises. Hallelujah. We are in the days of compromising. The church is compromising its standard and influencers. We don't have red lines. We don't have our testimony. Do you have personal red lines in your relationship with other people when it comes to the matters of protecting God's relationship in your life? Do you have personal boundaries, no-go area, based on the word of God? Because you can have your own no-go area that is just worldly, just for self, but based on the word. Do you have those red lines? Or are you the kind of person, anything goes? No, they are my friends, they invited me, you know, I have to go. Do you have values? Do you have integrity? Little foxes or little compromises. Procrastination. Hallelujah. The little foxes of procrastination. Not now, later. Not later. Classes, alright? Getting up to get a shower. Not today, later. Simple things, right? Alright, then that's why you don't smell good. You continue putting Dio and others. And when the sweat meets with the perfume, there's a different odor coming out. And you go, what's wrong with that? Alright? Not now, later. Procrastination. You are giving the devil a to the devil. It can come in and create problems. Little foxes, procrastination. Deal with procrastination in your life. Amen? The little foxes of familiarity. You see, the little foxes of procrastination. When you give the devil a foothold, you don't know what he will do. You don't have control over him. Once he walks into the door of your heart, he will do things that you have not bargained for. That's why give him no room. All right? The little foxes of familiarity. Amen. Things for granted. All right? Who remember Esther chapter 1? Queen Vashti. You know that person? And you know who is that king that time? That is King Xerxes. He was reigning from Kush to India. About 127 provinces under him. Mighty king. He took about 6 months to display his kingdom. And took about a week to celebrate. A week. What are you saying? 1 week celebrating. Lavishly. And they were drinking the best wines in his best garden, all right? They were full of joy and everything. And then out of all the little bit intoxication, he said so that he can show Vashti she was a beautiful woman. And he said while she was doing this, and she also, as the first lady, was celebrating with other women. She was. And he said for her, and she refused to go before the king. Wow. She forgot. Without the king, she will not be there. He allowed her. He dethroned her. Banished her. And then he gave an order that every household, the man will be the head of the house. Go read it. But we already know that. That's what happened for us. The woman, the Lord, head of the house. We had a question. Hey, where is? We asked the question. What is it that makes a man a man? That was a difficult question. We thought it was an easy question. We start, rambling around. He's this, he's that. Then we ask the question, can the woman do the same thing? The woman can do the same thing. So what makes a man a man? Something to chew. You ask later, right? You ask your friend later for Bible discussion. The little forces of burst of anger. Say anything. Hallelujah. Every day I lost my cool. Don't lose it. Learn not to lose your cool, my brother. I lose my cool. Then slip of tongue into a slippery life. This was a slip of tongue. Watch it, or else your life will be slippery. The foxes of corrupt language, crosswords. Some of you, when you come to the church, it's like you are using a Holy Ghost toothpaste. When you come, you don't. It's like when you put ice cream in your mouth, it will not melt. But when you live here, the kind of rot that comes out of you, God have mercy. Cause words, the Bible of God tells me you will give account of every word. It's not because you say it, it's believe you. Hey, there are many, there are foxes of unprofitable spiritual gossip. How have they seen these things? You know, sometimes when I look at them, unprofitable spiritual gossips. Are there profitable spiritual gossips? Hello, am I talking to somebody? You don't get this point, right? Let me tell you. Yeah, somebody, God bless you, want to try? No, you don't want to try. Is it in the word of God, profitable spiritual gossips? Yeah. When you find out in a cell group, there's an issue with a brother or with a sister, and you have your confidence. Now, was that something with Sister K? I want us to pray about it. I want to find a moment to talk with her, pray with you. That's after you have personally cried. Okay? Then you talk to your friend. You say this. And you don't go to talk to B or C. You just go to this person. For a good purpose, for a strategy that God will help you to open the door to you, to speak to this person. That sounds like a spiritual gossip. But the unspiritual gossip, hey, did you know? Did you know what happened? You don't know? I saw it. You better pray about it, your prayer. She go to the next person. Today you don't know what happened. Unprofitable. Are we together? Excuse the pastor because I like coining some things. The forces of unprofitable gossips. Let's move to the next one. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. The little foxes of unprofitable. After from the beginning, how many foxes do you have? Alright? The little foxes of unforgiveness. The little foxes of unresolved conflict. There are people who know that there are different ways of dealing with a conflict. You just walk away from it. Or you ignore it. But it's not that it's solved. That's why it's still there. You just forget it. And you just continue your life. But it's still there. And the devil knows that it's still there. And the devil will wait for the opportunity. That's why by not resolving unforgiveness, unresolved conflict, you are giving the devil a foothold. Be careful. It says what? Do not give the devil a foothold. Him who has been stealing, who has been holding people with grudges and others, you must no longer hold them. Address them, talk to them. This is where I feel bad about this situation. But this and that, we are brothers, forgive me. That is the way of the Lord. Amen? Amen. I said I'll finish it. Alright, go to the next one. Some of you will like this one. Smart media little foxes. Say amen. Amen. How many know about that? They are there. Alright? What you watch, what you listen. When we allow negative thoughts, resentments, or unconfessed sins into our lives, it is similar to leaving the door open for an intruder. The devil can sneak in and take this place. What kind of music are you listening? You know, there are some of these musics, if you hear them, unless if you listen to the lyrics, you think it is Gaga who sang it, right? You think it is this one that did that. But you know, today, they'll say, Daddy, no, didn't you hear about Jesus is Lord? That's all. All the other redeemed, their body is moving, and nothing like Jesus is not there. What are you listening to? Be your judge. I will not be your judge. What are you listening to? Is it strengthening you? Is it edifying you? Be your judge. What are you watching? You give the devil a foothold, he will lay it in your heart, in your subconscious mind, and he will wait for one day, he will bring it up. And you wonder, I don't know why I'm dreaming like this. No, you should know what you have been watching. The spirit that allows you to watch will be in charge of it in the day you least expect. Watch the little foxes on the media platform. Amen?
Amen.
So much gossip on flirting and sexual immoralities. Flirting and sexual. All those words. Be careful, I think there is another one. Let me join that with another one. Isn't it? Other little foxes. Alright, other little foxes. I'll join it together. Flirting and sexual immoralities. Go to the next one, I think. Yeah. Little foxes. Of not feeding on the word of God, foxes during the church service. Oh, these are good ones. Alright? What during the church service? Hallelujah. I'll make that point, the other point that I'm talking about, flirting and other things, I'll keep it for another time. Okay? Little foxes during the church service. You are there taking some sacks. Things, windows open, nobody's seeing you. You are there gossiping. You are there turning eyes, making faces. God is watching you. During the church service, distractions. When we talk about the foxes of not feeding on the word of God, consistent daily devotion, reading the Word of God, being part of fellowship. Who are your friends? Look at what Proverbs is saying here. What is that Proverbs saying there? Yeah. The little foxes secretly doing on air. The little foxes are bad companions. Hear what it says. Do not make friends with an angry man, and do not associate with hot-tempered men. Or you may learn his ways. That's what the Word of God says. No, we are just friends. That's his life. You will learn. You don't know how subconsciously you are learning. Right? Or you may learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. 1 Corinthians 15:3, do not be misled. By what? That's the Word of God, and you are telling no. You are not trying to say be enemies with them, but be wise. Because if they are, can they pray with you? Can they agree with you spiritually? Other little ones. Let's quickly rush over that. Other little foxes. Little careless steps to a sister. And what? Yes, flexing. Little careless favors, gifts. What does where are the goods in that? And I'm just buying this gift for this sister. You are mesmerizing her already. You tell her the text, this and that. You know those phrases that you use? You know them. Be careful. You are turning the heart of the sister already. Alright? And then when it comes, you say, no, I didn't say I want to go out with you. Then you are buying her special gifts. You didn't buy other sisters, just her. And say, no, well, I didn't say I want to go out with you. God is watching you. The angel of God. Little careless steps to your sister or to your brother. Mostly it's the sisters, right? You pretend it is. Little careless favors, gifts, flattery. This one, be careful. Flattery. Deal with this. And not only to sisters, to anybody, a neighbor. Who is the neighbor next? Who is to you? Overlay them with praises. Be careful. This is what the Word of God is saying. Those who flatter their neighbors are spreading nets for their feet. And you don't see it. You can't see it. It's a trap. And you don't know when that will come. The little fox says, oh, that's just the way I am. How many have you had that? Just help it. It is too late. I can't kill myself. I can't change. My brother, my sister, you're already killing yourself. I can't help it. There must be a way to stop it because you are heading to destruction. You have eaten so much, you are becoming fat enough to lose the weight. You cannot lose the weight. I can't help it. Nobody wants to be with me. The boys are not coming. You can be helped. Hallelujah. You can be helped. We will teach you the way, all relate to pray for you. We will teach you how to control your diet. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we receiving together? Finally, one more. Don't go into this detail. You remember the story of who? Joab, the commander of David's army. Very strategic, with great acumen, combat skills. He led the capture of Jerusalem, contributed significantly. Side with him while David was all sick, wanted to swap him up at the last moment. That's why the Word of God says always stay alive, watchful, and spiritually vigilant. even though you put me in one room with all the ladies there, I'm the only one, nothing will happen. Careful. It talks about stand firm to the very end. Be led by the Spirit at all times. Very, very important.
Let's go to the next slide.
Yes. Believe me, though you have gone through supreme crisis, you have remained true to God under great, intense trials. Nevertheless, still remain alive and sensitive to the very end. Never take anything for granted. Be warned, what happened to Job could happen to you as well. Right? I'm looking at this scripture that talks about 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's 1 Corinthians, something there. No temptation has seized you except that which is common to man. You know that's my favorite. But what I'm trying to bring to you, the God of God says in Ecclesiastes 1:9, and there is nothing new under the sun. What happened to Job will happen to anyone except if you remain alive and sensitive. Are we together? What happened to him could also happen. No temptation has seized you except that which is God. And there's nothing new under the sun. So what happened to you could happen. All people that failed in the scriptures could be also happen to you, unless you remain watchful. Amen. Next slide. He's talking. Beware of the little sly foxes. This is unguarded strength and success. You think you have succeeded. You think you are strong. You need to be guarded. Remember what happened to Job. Remember what happened to the Israelites. They suffered a defeat from the army of the people in Ai in Joshua chapter 7. So here it is, the kicker here. Your past victories, successes, faithful stewardship does not immune you from the consequences that you will commit now or in the future. Are we together? Your past victories, you have been strong, you have been faithful, you have been tested, tried, still be vigilant, be sensitive, walk by the Spirit, live by the Spirit. Your past victory, successes, faithful stewardship does not immune you from the consequences of sin at any time. It says what? It says, evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous shout for joy and are glad. Evildoers, you sin, sin has traps. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20. The iniquities of a wicked man entrap him. The cause of his sin entangle him. You allow one single sin, it has traps. Entanglement that you never got waited for. But the one who stands firm, vigilant to the very end will what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is just what I say. Be warned that sin has entanglement. You either kill sin in your life or Amen. The same scriptures, it has so much about the entrapment of sin in your life. Once again, we round it up. Some again. Back to that two buckets there, two bowls there. This could be the main thing in the day of small things. That little drop of water will become full. It will be great. Unless you watch daily, there is no leaking. Every water, drop by drop, will go with the fox. Just as the small beginnings of being something are tough, painful, unspeakable, discouraging. So likewise, catching the little foxes in our lives are not easy, difficult. But praise God, His grace is sufficient and His always with us through it all. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Worship Him. Foxes in your life. We have talked about two big things. The listings could be, do not despise small beginnings. When you begin little, and the Lord is happy with it and will bless it. On the other hand, He said, do not ignore, do not compromise sin in your life. It looks like it doesn't matter, but it matters before the Lord. You can't decide for God. Holiness is decided by God. In both cases, they are not easy, but they are real. Are there little foxes in your life that you have not yet caught? You know they are there. Sought for help, you can talk to God. You can talk to our pastor, you can talk to your group leader. Do not despise small beginnings. That leader in your group, trust him. Speak with them. At the end of the church, the pastor is there, the leader is there. Look for them. Look for them. Go. Two foxes in our marriages. In our schools, in our dormitories, in our workplace. Has the Lord spoken to you? What are the little boxes that we need to get? Catch them, get rid of them. The devil doesn't come in that big way. He always comes in the little ways. Pray, talk to God for yourself, talk to God for